Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic is about the choices we offer in presentations. Is more choice always a good thing? Back in 2000, a couple of Columbia University researchers set out to explore this whole area of choice and the role it plays in the decision-making process. Now, if you think about it, this is actually a pretty relevant topic for today's business presenters. The reason is, you and I are always trying to get somebody to choose or decide something. If it's not which product or service to buy or company to invest in, it's which marketing plan to go with, which budget to go for, or some other idea we're seeking some buy-in for. And in that selling process, most of us have been taught that choice is a good thing. And in a lot of settings, it probably is. Imagine if you walked into a Gap store and could only pick between a few styles of jeans. You wouldn't stay there very long. But when it comes to presentations, a company's desire to offer up every product service choice they can muster can be the kiss of death. You think you're providing a great benefit for the target decision makers, but in reality, you may be ensuring that a speedy decision will not be happening anytime soon. The well-intended presentation goes on and on like a solution aimlessly in search of a problem to solve. Now back to the research. To study choice, our two researchers set up shop for a few days in an upscale grocery store in Southern California. As the focus of their research, they set up two tables in separate aisles of the large retail store. On one table, they had 6 jams and jellies, while on the second table, they had an assortment of 24 to choose from. And at first, there were really no big surprises. More shoppers tended to gather around the table with more choices. As a matter of fact, 60% of those people who actually stopped at the table with 24 choices. So far, choice appears to be a pretty good thing. The big surprise, however, came next. When it came time to decide and buy, only 3% of those who congregated around the table with 24 options actually bought, while an amazing 30% who stopped around the table with only 6 choices actually purchased. That's a 10x difference in buying propensity. What happened? For the first time, researchers began to quantify the impact of choice overload on the decision-making process. More choice is not necessarily a good thing. Now we add to that the personalities that are often in play as we present and a bigger problem arrives. You know those high analytical personality types? Well, they will often avoid decision-making when the choices are not clear. You give them more choice instead of a select group of relevant choices, and the sale opportunity will go away until they can sort it all out. That's simply the nature of that high analytical personality. So what conclusion can we draw from all this? Well, it's pretty simple. Point one, when you're creating your presentations, do your homework. One size will never fit all when it comes to the choices you offer in a presentation. Refine down the number of products you plan to discuss or the budget options to offer up or the different variations of product introduction models. Make your options clear and well differentiated in your presentation. Point two, if you don't want to create 20 different presentations based on a prospect's different needs, PowerPoint offers up a few ways to quickly distill down the presentation options. Custom shows in PowerPoint's slideshow menu allows you to define a unique path through your entire presentation, one that can be specific to the company's needs. Maybe one path is created for each of the product groupings. Just know that when you walk into the presentation, you will open up a specific vertical market version of the presentation that seems to be already customized for their choices. Save those and use them later. Second, you can create hyperlinks early in your presentation based on product groupings. Now, instead of dragging a prospect or internal team through 60 slides where they only really have interest in about a dozen, you can be much more directive by simply clicking on a link or icon. Customize presentations on the fly. Decisions will come more easily, and your target audience will appreciate your efforts by seeing you've made some attempt to share information that is relevant to them, not simply going through your standard product pitch. By doing this and doing it well, you will rise above the majority of sales presentations today. So remember this point. A vast amount of choice may be good when you're shopping for sunglasses, but not for pitching your best products and services. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.